Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. We start with a narration of Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour, meaning Qiyamah, will not occur until religious knowledge is taken away, meaning by the death of ulama and scholars. Earthquakes become frequent. Time passes quickly. Afflictions appear. Murders increase. And money overflows amongst you. Now, if we look at some aspects of this hadith, which predicts what will be the situation, the prevailing situation, as we draw closer to the hour, to Qiyamah, to the end of time, the Prophet ﷺ said, religious knowledge will be taken away, meaning by the death of the ulama and scholars. The lesson we ought to learn from here is this. Appreciate your scholars whilst they are still in your midst. They say in Arabic, Mawtul alimi, Mawtul alam. The death of a scholar is like the death of the universe because he goes with his knowledge. Some of it may be preserved in his writings, in his teachings, in his students, but a lot of it is lost. Now we know that scholars have difference of opinion, scholars have differing viewpoints. It's not for us to get too engrossed in that. Every scholar has goodness and has knowledge from which you can take benefit. Don't get too involved in the politics between scholars, in the differing views between scholars. Rather, see how can I take benefit from each scholar and respect them. I don't necessarily have to follow each one in every viewpoint of theirs. I may have my one scholar whom I follow in my jurisprudic viewpoints, for example, and that's the ideal, but I can take from the knowledge and the benefit that all the others have to offer. Then this hadith also talks about earthquakes becoming frequent, and we've noticed this as well recently. We get quite shaken when we see visuals and we see images and we hear stories about the earthquakes that strike in various parts of the world. But we have to realize that there will be a major earthquake that will bring this earth to an end. So even if we are not alive at the time when the earth comes to an end, in Arabic they say, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلُ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. When you die, your qiyamah has started. Your final hour has started. So earthquakes should remind us to prepare for death. Time passes quickly. 24 hours is 24 hours. An hour is an hour. A minute is a minute. Time passing quickly, meaning there's no blessings. There's no barakah in time. So what we need to try and do is ensure that we value our time. The more you waste time, the less there will be barakah in your time. The more you value your time, then there will be more barakah in your time. And your time won't pass all that quickly. Murders will increase, meaning the value of life will be less. And there will be an abundance of wealth. People will be so extravagant that it will boggle the mind. How much they can spend in a night, or in one trip, or on one holiday. How much they can splash on friends just to show off. All of these are signs of Qiyamah, signs of the hour. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.